had a friend in seminary who never answered a question. She always told a story. She even called herself a storyteller. Her children's time and her sermons were all stories and are all stories. I usually understood the answer to her question because of the story she told, but sometimes I didn't quite follow, so I had the luxury of asking follow-up questions. Jesus didn't seem to take follow-up questions, did he? So now we have these beautiful and puzzling parables or teaching stories to listen to and reflect on what Jesus was trying to teach us. Our scripture begins with the religious leaders grumbling. I wonder if scripture begins this way because human nature leads people in power, even religious leaders of Jesus' time and even now, to grumble or make decisions about who's in and who's out. I feel scripture is saying a lot in this one verse. Jesus sat, talked, and taught, and ate with all kinds of people. I bet he was thinking they were insiders. Christians, the church, must follow Jesus' example. I love this meme quote. I saw a couple people taking credit for it, so I'm not going to say who wrote it because I don't know. A church is a hospital for sinners, not a club for saints. Jesus tells us the parable of the lost sheep to show that God is always searching when someone is lost. Maybe we are making bad choices about our lives. Maybe we're turning away from God and depending on ourselves, or losing faith, or anything in between. We do fall short when it comes to following Jesus' example of love and living. Even as Jesus teaches us through this parable about judgment of others' journey and our shortcomings, he does so with compassion. God sent us Jesus not to learn about humanity, but so humanity might learn about God. As we get lost, God is always out searching in the darkness for us as a shepherd searched for his lost sheep. God will walk away from 99 to search for the one. The one meaning you and me. As John Newton, a captain of slave ships in the 1750s, who became an Anglican priest, wrote in the now well-known hymn, Amazing Grace, I was lost, but now I'm found. John Newton was lost, and he was found. God found him, and John Newton changed his heart. In his later years, he even fought to abolish slavery. Jesus tells us that God will not only stop everything to search, God will rejoice when we are found. God will celebrate that each of us has returned to the flock, returned to follow in love and in compassion. So, the next time you feel lost or alone, know that God is searching for you and ready when you are to rejoice in your return. In addition, when we notice another struggling with life and feeling lost, no matter their appearance, their circumstance, their choices, God is searching for them as well. It's possible we may even play a part in their journey. God is ready to receive them just as God is ready to receive you and me. And rejoice when they join and return to the flock of God's love and forgiveness, because we, all of us, all of humanity, are never truly lost. Amen.